Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
Our second candidate this morning, and Douglas West is where we go. A Liberal Vanning candidate, Chris Thomas, is a financial analyst and university lecturer. Moved here a decade ago, brought up on the Cumbrian coast, so he'd been able to see the Isle of Man for some time, but born in Sussex, where I don't think you can see the Isle of Man, even on a clear day. He's 48, married with three children. Good morning, Mr. Thomas.
Good morning, John.
Well, you've been around a bit, haven't you? You've worked in Vietnam, you've worked in Brussels. What were you doing in Vietnam?
I was chief technical advisor for the Vietnam-Luxembourg Development of Capital Markets project. So that was quite a well-funded project. And our purpose was to help the Vietnamese Securities Commission through my relationship and with a deputy chairman of that organisation to actually manage a project to integrate the Securities Commission into information exchange.
So this is before you came to the island, presumably?
It was until July, in fact.
Until July, right, OK. You've obviously a member of the Liberal Vanning Party. Have you signed this agreement whereby you won't take office?
I don't think the agreement says that we won't take office. The agreement says that we propose a programme for government, and in the next 5 years, during the life of the next House of Keys, we will actually serve in government or serve outside government to put in place the Liberal programme.
But for instance, you and Peter Caron are the only MHKs. Basically, presumably the same thing will apply, that you're not allowed to serve under the government. You're not allowed to take government office.
During the last 5 years, that was the situation with Peter Caron. He decided not to take government office, but during the next 5 years, who knows what the situation will be.
So you haven't signed anything? You don't feel obliged not to take office?
No, we have signed something. We've signed that we are Liberal Vanning Party members and that we're proposing...
But it doesn't say we won't take office.
It doesn't say we won't take office. But the point is, the main point, John, is that we're proposing a programme. We've gathered together 10 individuals at the moment who are...
But what's of interest to people, listeners, is that perhaps they want their representative to be able to take part in the government.
We will take part in the government, and what's important for your...
But you won't be able to take office if you agree to what's happened in the last 5 years.
You keep saying that, John. I contradicted you once and I contradict you again. Again, we're proposing a Liberal Vanning approach to government, which has firmly founded in values and has firmly developed.
So if you're offered a department member, if you won, you would take it? If you offered to be a departmental member?
The party has a programme which it proposes to the electorate.
You're not saying yes or no to this? Would you say yes or no?
It's the wrong question. We're proposing to...
It's a question.
Yeah, the question is, your question is precise and my answer has been equally precise, John. We've proposed a programme and we have a spokesman on economics and business, which is the role I play. We have a well-developed programme in health. We have a well-developed programme for
I'm reading pensions. To this, you wouldn't go into the government.
Liberal Vanning is not standing not to be in the government. Liberal Vanning, hang on, let me answer this question because it's very important. I mean, Liberal Vanning has a programme for government. If the electorate of the Isle of Man on the 29th of September isn't interested and doesn't think the things that we've said in the campaign are important for government, we won't be in government. But if we have 10 people, and the point about a party is that we've recognised that as 10 individuals, we've gathered together collectively to develop policy in economics, in health, in pensions, to honestly learn the lessons.
So you want to be the government?
Of course we want to be the government. The main point of an MHK is to serve the local people and to have a programme for government. And you have to, I'm talking about you as a Manx Radio person here, and also the civil service who are facilitating the work of the government. You've all got to change your behaviour very slightly in the sense that we now have 10 people who've collectively taken the time to consider what the lessons are from the past in the area of economics.
You have to get those MHKs first of all.
Exactly, so now we're talking the same lesson.
You've only had one in the past, so...
We've had two in the past, and you keep referring to, you know, the situation in Douglas South in the middle of the last parliament. It is true that if I no longer agree with the programme, with my integrity, I will resign, as other MHKs were, if I individually want to take up a departmental membership. We don't believe in having as many departmental members as the current administration. That's one of the crucial differences. But there are various other crucial differences.
Move on to aspects of Douglas West. Mm-hmm. What do you think are the aspects that people will be thinking about when you knock on their door?
Okay. Two things. One are local issues and one are national issues. And however much we hear that people are concerned about local issues, that's not been my experience on the door. You know, if you're worried about your income, if you're worried about the cost of living, you know, people are sensible enough to know that they have to have better government and reductions in cost of living and more security for pensions in an affordable way. And if they're worried about their house, they need to have affordable housing. So what we've done, my role is to think about economics and business, and what we've done is we've thought through revenue sharing, and we've talked about revenue raising as an alternative, and we've said, as one of the important points, that we would consider abrogating the a current agreement, and we've talked about having a more self-confident.
So you would abrogate? That would be your, if
no,
you got
I didn't
in,
say that. Again, you're leading me. We would think about it, and we would. That's the position in our manifesto. But to come back to the point of Douglas West, you know, you interview somebody from Douglas East, and the Douglas Promenade issue was something that she raised. You know, I think it's generally considered, but £10 million is a lot of money to spend on a promenade. And Liberal, we are a Liberal party, and the Liberal approach is very clear. We have a very dynamic and successful economy because we have had an excellent finance sector and an excellent business sector and excellent people working.
You say
they're
the drivers rather than the government.
I'm saying the government has to create a facilitating and an international environment for the business sector to flourish. Moreover, it has to be self-confident internationally, and it has to go into discussions with the UK and discussions with the European Free Trade Area. We've already been in touch with the Free Trade Area to address any customs barriers issues that might exist. What I'm saying is that the Isle of Man at this stage in its development needs to have a liberal approach, and that's what we've thought about. We've gathered together, and my main point is that, you know, we have actually changed this election in the sense that we do have 10 people who've collectively presented something, and you have to think about, and the civil service have to think about how you prepare for the possibility
that we
influence
government.
Mr. Thomas, we'll
have to end it there, but thank you very much indeed. That's Sir Chris Thomas, who's standing in the constituency of Douglas West on September the 29th.